CWUTT, KB4CBA.
How are you this fine afternoon? Happy Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Good idea, and I hope you did too. And, the other thing I don't like is the cold weather, but I'll get over it.
Hey, what do you think about me? I came back from Florida into this stuff, and we had 70s and 80s down there during the Christmas New Year's week. So, you know, hey, you think you got it bad? You should have been gone down there and then come back.
I've done that in February before, and it was, I remember when we left, it was real warm, and I had on shorts, and we got out, I got out to fill up the car, and we got back to Greenville. Well, you know, I'm sure I filled it up more than once before we got to Greenville, but anyway, I got out to fill it up, and it was in the evening, and man, I froze to death. I don't know what the temperature was, but it was cold.
16, after the Christmas, 15 Christmas, when I got my, had my cancer treatments all done, I went down there to Florida. I come back home on February the 14th, Valentine's Day. I left St. Jacksonville area, and it was 60 degrees down there. When I pulled back into my driveway up here, it was 29 degrees and sleeting, and I had to get out and all that, and I locked the gate to get in the yard.
Well, you just got to be tough, Dave. That's all there is to it in zero TR.
Thanks for the advice.
You know that.
Well, I can tell you this right now. This cold air ain't good for old men. I'm a little hoarse today. I got to go back out. I broke the chicken watering system. I picked it up in the place that it had broke last year, and it broke off again. Duh. So I just glued it back, and I hate to go buy one of these suckers. It's $50. Oh, that's before Brandon, so I don't know what it costs now. But at any rate, I'm going to take him out a Countryside Creamery home-style butter dish here and put a couple of chunks of lead in it to hold it down until this glue dries. Go ahead, Dick.
I just found out with that. Way to go, Brandon. It's all about... My wife told me about it. I asked her, and so I had a good laugh about that.
Stories about that. I just heard people doing it. Oh, wonderful. I'm down here at an intersection where the traffic light is out completely. Wonderful. It's a big four lane coming into it from both sides. Interesting. This is where they're working on the power up here. I guess the power folks screwed things up there at the next intersection.
Much upon it either, Rusty, but my neighbor over here is, and he told me that there was this NASCAR driver named Brandon, and there was a newscaster on there interviewing him, and they were saying Foxtrot uniform and our esteemed, you know, and she says, oh, they're saying way to go, Brandon, but it wasn't. It was very dirty. But anyways, they made kind of a joke out of it anymore. And there's T-shirts with it, hats with it, flags with it, who knows. But I didn't know about it just a few days ago, Dave, and my neighbor told me. But, you know, that guy lost his sponsorships over it, and he's a young man, and he didn't have anything to do with it. That's the sad part. But the other day, I was told that there was an American Airlines pilot, and he had a sticker on the side of his flight bag that they carry their plans in, you know, for their flight. And I said, way to go, Brandon. Or let's go, Brandon. I don't know. But anyways, some lady there that was obviously a Democrat rode in to American Airlines and got him in trouble, I presume, for having that. But they allowed the flight crews, all of the stewardesses and all them, to wear Black Lives Matter emblems on their uniforms, but you can't have that on that flight bag. I'd say that's discrimination, but nonetheless, that's enough of that. But it is cold out there. The wind's gusting to 19 miles an hour, and it is terribly cold out there. It about blew the door on the tin barn clear out of my hands when I went out there a while ago. And so I got to go back now and replace this and give them a little bit of water first. So I'll go one more round, and then I got to head back out because Bernice has got lunch ready here. Go ahead, Dave. This is N0TR.
Like this, the wind, I can... The cold doesn't bother me too bad. It's just when it's a windy, cold weather, when you're, you know, I got to play tennis outside most of the time, and now if I go to the clinic tonight, which I probably will, it'll be inside, so... thank goodness for that, but, oh shoot, I forgot to reserve a court yesterday. I just reminded me I better call and reserve a court for Tuesday.
You say the first thing that goes when you start losing it is your memory, and I think Dave's starting to lose it, so we'll have to see it about him later. And yeah, the 50 degrees that's out there is not so bad. As you said, Tom, it is a rough, rough wind that is eating things up. And I was going to get out there today and clean up my yard because I got a bunch of limbs down all over the place. Of course, they're dead all the trees where the limbs are dead, and I knew they were going to come down sooner or later. But a bunch of them came down while I was gone, and... of course, I got home last night, and it was cold, and it was rainy. It might start to rain at my house, and had to get out and unlock the gate and open it up and get in the yard and then unload everything. Oh, well, that's what it is, you know. Anyway, I'm about back to the house, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3s here and leave it with you guys, and I'll be back on the road, about 5:30 or something like that. I got rehearsals tonight, so got to get back into the stream of things. Catch both of you later. N0TR to take it, double with KB4CBA. This is W2T.
This is N0TR. Fine business on all, Rusty. And we missed you and your melodious voice there, and glad you made it back safely and you had a nice visit with your sis. I'm very surprised they're having the meeting of the Greer Amateur Radio Club tonight at the WOW Lodge. And the reason being, my doctor down there, when she heard I was a little hoarse, she said, "You don't have the COVID, do you?" I said, "No, it's just the sinuses and that." But she said, "It's everywhere, Tom, and it's really bad as far as the spread of it goes." Yeah, I've heard that it's not as bad as the stuff like you had, Rusty. Excuse me. But anyways, I got home and I was looking at my email on my phone, and I got a thing from Medicare, and there's a link there. You probably got it too, Rusty, and it'll take you to whatever county you put in and see what the concentration of the Omicron variant is now, or COVID in general. And it's extremely high in Greenville County. I showed it to Bernice. So, and it recommended having your vaccinations and still absolutely wearing a mask, no matter what people are saying. You know, I never saw anybody hardly with a mask in Publix when I went there earlier, Dave, and picked up some stuff. So, anyways, I got some of the... I broke down and bought some cherries at about $4 a pound, and wow, that's $5 worth of cherries real quick. So both of you have a good day. I'm going to head back out and get my mask on, my gloves on, and my heavy coat. 73 is KP4 CBA. And 02R is going to be clear with your final.
ND7 table.
Oh, hi, Bob. Dave, go ahead and pass it to Bob.
73s. Oh, Tom, and go out there and take care of your girl. And go ahead, Bob, ND7JKB4CBA.
On there, hey Rusty, hey Tom, I know you're stepping out, Tom, I think Rusty was too. And FT8 David, what's happening? Making contacts today?
See you later, Mom, good to hear you. Be careful up there, and 0TR clear.
As many as I'd like, I am making a few.
Everything's working well for you, and you got it kind of down. The more you play with it, the more you'll get used to it and get tuned in on what to do and that stuff. And like I said before, if you care to take a ride up to my place, I would be glad to sit down with you in the shack for an hour or so and just show you some other things, shortcuts, just different things to do to make it easier to operate. Not that it's really that difficult, but I could show you some stuff you might be interested in.
To get up there and let you give me a, I can put some eyeballs on your setup there, and you can give me a tour.
You get, I know you don't use Logbook of the World, and I don't think you're using Club Log. But I think you would really enjoy getting into the South Carolina, the SCTXA Club Log group, because it's kind of fun to, we can do a little competition between us, just very casual, but I think you might enjoy it, your software that you have will upload to Club Log automatically for you, or you can do it manually and kind of keep up and see what everybody else is doing as to how many countries they're working and fan slots. And it's kind of fun to do.
Well, let's see. I have a few questions still, but anyway. But what I'm doing here is fun. It's I finally got Japan, and so that was, that was one of my goals there, and so it's going really well, I think, for the most part.
General hang of it, but always helps to have somebody give you some other little tips and what have you. So other than that, I'm just went to visit my dad. No sooner did I get there for 15-20 minutes than the guy that's bringing me a load of wood is on his way. And I really need a truckload of wood, so he's bringing me tandem dump truck full of logs, and I need to get there. And if this traffic would start moving, I'd be real happy.
Moving traffic is good when you're in the car and you're in it. Yep. Well, what road are you on?
I'm Mid Allen, and I'm turning on to Howard Gap. And now I'm turning on to Sugarloaf here, so that's what's going on here.
How's any of those, sir? But traffic's traffic, no matter where it is.
Well, nothing else new over here on my end of the world. Just, like I said, getting the two trees that I cut down cleaned up. I got that probably 80% done, and got another load of logs coming to cut up for firewood, so... and I did a little bit of FT8 today. I grabbed about 5 or 6 new countries today for this year. Nothing all-time new one. I haven't had one of those. Well, I had one here about November. I worked the Philippines, which I had never been able to work before. That was my last all-time new one. But we'll keep knocking them out.
Yeah, I think I've got the Philippines. And man, I tell you, the bands are really busy. Some of them are more than others, but it seems like the lower the band, the busier it is.
Activity on 40, 20, and 17 for sure. Worked a lot of them, so On those, and then I've worked, well, I haven't worked anything on 160 yet, but my 160 antenna's down. And that's another thing I plan on trying to get back up tomorrow, is get my 160 meter inverted L back up. And I had to take it down to cut them trees down.
Is there any FT8 on 6 meters?
During active 6 meter season. Openings in December, I haven't seen anything huge as far as DX goes. I have worked a few United States, you know, what I call local U.S., all around the U.S. I've worked 4, 5, 6, or 7, I don't know, a few, got 6 meters here. As far as the DX goes, I think, if I remember correctly, and it's been a while, I think around maybe April or May, it opens up through like August or September or something. I got to relook because I'm still kind of a beginner 6 meter guy. I've been active for a year and a half, but really the last year I was, the half a year I wasn't very active because I got there at the end of the 6 meter opening season. And this year I have taken down my three element stacks and I put 2 5 element up. So I've got 2 5 element beams stacked. So I'll be anxious for 6 meter season to show up, you know, in the summertime and see how well this new stack does.
Yeah, I was thinking about putting up an inverted V for 180, I mean 160, I'm sorry, because my antenna doesn't cover, it just goes up to 80 meters.
An inverted L. For 160, and instead of using, you know, buried radials or elevated radials, I made a folded counterpoise, and it seems to be working pretty good for 160. Of course, not now, because it's all laying on the ground, but that's soon to change. David, I am pulling down my road, and as soon as I get down there, I got to be out of the truck. So I'm going to say 7-3. You have a good one. If you have any questions or whatever on the FT8, feel free to call. If I don't answer, just leave me a message or text me, and I'll get back to you quickly.
Well, good luck unloading that wood. and thanks for all your help. Once again, 73 is ND7JKB4CBA.
ND7J, clear.
4ULP, monitoring.
Again, so what are you doing, Alexander?
Much today, finished up school not too long ago and, coming to the shack through the radio.
Good for you. All I can say about school is better you than me. My favorite subject was recess. Recess and girls, that was about all. That was a while back.
Enjoy much of the schoolwork side. You know, a few subjects can get interesting, but, you know, I don't really love math and don't really love writing, but, you know, I got to learn it and be useful to me. So, yeah, I really, you know, enjoy getting off of school, and that's what I like about homeschool is that I can get off earlier.
So you're being homeschooled. You know, you hear more and more of that. It used to be, well, when I was coming along, you didn't hear much about it at all. But I hear more and more of that as the years have gone by. And, you know, everybody has their strengths. And I enjoyed, even though I was a music major in college, I enjoyed math. Wasn't real crazy about science. Never was interested much in science. So when they told me I didn't in high school, I think it was after 10th grade, they said your math and science requirements have been met, and so you don't have to take any more. So since I was going into music, so it didn't hurt my feelings one bit.
To be said to me that I have to do math or science anymore, But, even though science can be interesting, but I went to school for actual school for about 6 years, and, you know, my seventh grade year, we decided to do homeschooling. Comparing the two, both of them have their, I miss the, some of the be able to talk with, you know, more social and some of the sports, but yet, you know, there's some more benefits to homeschool, like getting out early and kind of picking what subjects you want to study.
Imagine that. Well, you know, we, of course, when you get in the college, you have electives, but now they've changed a lot of that, and there's some schools that claim they can get you a bachelor's degree in 2.5 years, which really kind of, you know, ticks me off, because, you know, if you major in music, there's no way you're going to do it in 4 years. It takes 5, and I mean, it's just too much. Between the electives and all the practicing you have to do and extracurricular things, and now they've cut all that out. All you take, like if you're a music major, all you take is music courses, and you get your degree in 2.5 years.
That's pretty sure compared to 4. So you are technically a music major then?
My degree is in, I have a master's in worship studies from Liberty University. So that's as far as I went with my education. And I did a lot of that online, most of it online. Well, after my junior year in college, which I didn't complete, so I had to retake that, those courses. But so I did the last 2 years of that online, and then got my master's online from Liberty University. It's a great, they have a great distance learning program.
So technically, yeah. So, what does technically a music major do? Do they, like, conduct the music, or what?
In church music, so I, but, you know, in college you have to learn all about music. I mean, music history, you have to learn all the instruments in the orchestra. You have to know how to play them. You don't have to be able to play them. You just have to know how to play them. You have to know their limits and their limitations and what they can and can't do and that sort of thing. You take conducting, and my instrument was voice, so I had voice lessons, and I auditioned for the touring choir and made that, so I was touring around with 35 other people, and we usually did our big tour on spring break in March, so, but you had to practice about 4 hours a day, so it was tough. I mean, singing in different languages, and so there wasn't anything easy about it.
That'd be hard, singing in different languages. My cousin, she's in high school, and, you know, the school has the whole choir. Half the school's in the choir, which is about 78 kids, and they also have, like, a band and strings. But, yeah, my dad went to Sam's school. It's a fairly musical school, and they also have their, like, 11th hour choir that travels all over the place. But, you know, the main choir just kind of stays locally.
Spent most of my life in church music, leading worship, and directing choirs, adult choir, youth choir, children's choir, praise bands, praise teams. I gave a few voice lessons, not many. And of course, I had other pastoral duties too, you know, like visitation and outreach and made hospital visits, home visits, on call 24/7, 365. So, it was busy. And then when I was off from that, I worked on cars. So I really worked two jobs pretty much my whole life.
So you actually was a pastor too? Because my grandfather was also a pastor.
Ordained.
So, it's pretty interesting. So, you also worked as a mechanic on cars at the same time?
KB4CPA. If I was at a church full time, I worked on cars part time, and then vice versa. So sometimes I had a full time church job, sometimes I had a part time church job. So that's the way it worked out. So anyway. But it paid the bills, and I was able to retire when I was 60.
That was pretty good, KO4ULP59D. So what did you actually do in cars? Did you battery work, engine work, brakes, tires, or what?
Anything and everything that came in the door, came through the door, I worked on it. It's make or model, it didn't matter. I was at a Mazda dealership on a motor mile, but I did it all. So, if you had an electrical problem, check engine light, AC problem, brake problem, tires. I could go on and on and on. Airbags. Put on convertible. Put new seats on seat covers. I had to put a dash on a new car one time just because it had a little scratch on it.
So, what was your favorite, or what was the most common job that came through then?
Hard to say. I guess oil changes. I mean, I did a bunch of those too, but that's the way you really make your money because, you can... If you look, you can find things that need to be done. I never tried to sell anything that the car didn't need. And and some cars would come in. Gosh, they'd need tires, they'd need brakes, and just they'd have all kinds of problems, and they'd just go right back out the door. I've seen the steel sticking out of the tires. And it'll cut you, man. It'll cut you. You do not want to grab hold of a tire that's got worn down, so the steel sticking out, because it'll cut your fingers wide open. But and the brakes would be worn completely out, and they just no thanks, and they'd go out the door with their oil change and. They're 28-point inspections, so, most of the time, you could sell something, an air filter or whatever it was they needed.
P59D. Yeah, my dad pretty much done all of the maintenance on our cars. He pretty much changes the oil himself and everything small that he can do.
That's a good thing. And my wife just came in and motioned that we need to eat. That would be a good idea. and I do as much as I can do on my car now. An oil change is one of them. I'll be honest with you, I just don't trust anybody. Because, see, I've just seen too much. I've taken other people, like my mother-in-law, to the dealership to get her oil change, and they'll hand her the bill, and I'll say, well, let me look at that, and they would have double charged her for some stuff, and there'd be charges on there for stuff they didn't do, and, oh, it was crazy. So you just have to really, watch out. So, and I saved her a good bit of money, but she always wanted me to go with her when she went to a dealership. Well, let me jump out of here and get some deed, and we'll talk to you later. And you behave yourself, stay out of trouble, and good luck with your schoolwork. Anyway, I'll say 73 and I'll stick around for your final KB4CBA.
David and 73s, and this will be KO4ULP, and I'll be clear. 4ULP monitoring.